This is Earth and Sky on Northern Alaska's only amphibian, the wood frog.
Last month, Alaska's wood frogs got ready for winter by burrowing into decayed leaves on the forest floor. As the temperature drops, two-thirds of the water in the frogs' bodies will freeze. For 7 months, the frogs won't draw a breath. Their hearts won't beat. They'll seem more like frog-shaped popsicles than living creatures.
The frogs' bodies contain a chemical that protects their frozen tissues. As soon as freezing begins, the animal's liver converts a stored compound called glycogen into glucose, a sugar. Glucose circulates in the bloodstream and enters the frog's cells, where it lowers the freezing point of water, much as salt lowers the freezing point of seawater. The glucose also seems to organize what little water remains in the cell so that the water coats delicate membranes and protects them from damage. And glucose helps to minimize the effects of dehydration, the most damaging aspect of the freezing process.
Scientists are studying these frogs in hopes that someday human organs can be preserved by freezing for future transplants. Scientists also want to know how wood frogs tolerate high levels of glucose in their bloodstream. People with diabetes may someday benefit from this research on frozen frogs.
Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service, caring for your national forests and grasslands. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.